Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died. Come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly, the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put aside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout the district. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. How's your car? How's your heart? I would add to that commercial, how's your heart, soul, and mind? This is what Jesus is asking us. How is our heart? How is our soul? And how is our mind? Do we need any realignment? Years ago, when I first became, a citizen of Philadelphia, I had to get a charge, the car inspected. And the mechanic said, "You need a realignment." Well, my knowledge of cars is zilch. And I said, "What do you mean, realignment?" He says, "The wheels have to be fixed because of the bumps of the road, especially in Philadelphia, and the potholes. It's not steering correctly. And that's because the wheel is not hitting the pavement or the street in its proper way. It's not going to take long. We will eliminate the shimmy in the car and we'll keep the steering well straight. And you won't be veering left or be veering right or be going straight. And everything will be okay. But you need a realignment." Jesus is our go-to mechanic today. He is offering us realignment. Realignment of our heart, soul, and our mind. He's specifically asking us to go and learn. Is repeating what was said 700 years before him by Hosea. When Hosea was asked to go and learn self-respect and dignity, Jesus was saying, "Go and learn. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. The word in the Old Testament in this context is hesed, H-E-S-E-D. It's very difficult to interpret it. It comes across as steadfast love, comes across later as agape, comes across as mercy, and it comes across forgiveness. Jesus is asking us to go and learn forgiveness. Forgiveness given to us by God. I'm very amused when I read these scriptures today, when Jesus says, forgiveness is given to you by God. It's a gift. It's free. It's no haggling. No tit for tat. No, if you do good, you'll be rewarded. It's there. But it's difficult to accept that, especially in today's where everything is transactional. I'll do this for you if you do this for me. Some people even try to make an art of it. I was like, what would Jesus said if he read this book by somebody called The Art of the Deal? He would probably say, hogwash. This is not how we relate to God and how we relate to other people. We forgive without transaction, without the word but. There's no tit for tat. There's no scratching your back. God doesn't play that game. He says, here it is. The gift is for you. You don't have to do a darn thing. Except view it as a blessing. View it as a free blessing, and with that blessing, share that forgiveness with other people. As I said, we, even members of the community of faith, are caught up in transactional relationships. Even in the church, at one time or another, I bet we have said, I know I have said, a transactional statement. When I've been in deep trouble, I've often said, God, I've done everything right. Why is this happening? In the church, you sometimes hear, if I pray more, I'll be okay. If I give more money to the church, I'll be recognized and that'll help save me. God doesn't depend upon that. That's not the game he plays. He's very straightforward. He says, I give you a blessing to help you change, to help you realign your life, your heart, your soul, and your mind. I give you the blessing to forgive, to help transform you. And the gift is free. There's no bargaining. You would think the church would have learned this, but we haven't. It reminds me, as early as the 4th century in our church history, there was an English monk named Pelagius. And he preached that if you give more to the church, you will be saved. You have a better chance. And if you give indulgences, you could get your loved ones out of purgatory. It was a game. The church fathers depended upon Augustine of Hippo to counteract this thought. And allegedly, Hippo won the battle. No, he didn't. Just look around at times today, we often think that we can buy forgiveness, that we can buy an indulgence, while they'll save our souls. And Jesus says, go and learn. That is not the case. Forgiveness is free. It's not a pay-to-play deal. Is it a relationship, a trust, a covenant between me and you, and between you and your fellow human beings? If we go and learn this rather simple but hard concept, I think we have a chance of cancel philosophy that is very popular today. We usually apply it to when celebrities do something wrong, we cancel them. They will not get another job somewhere, or they will suffer, we'll make them suffer. But the cancel culture is rampant among all of us. It's far more easy to cancel someone, to dehumanize them and say, you're different and you're not part of my life. I don't have to deal with a thing anymore. Jesus is saying it again. I go to a mechanic. Go alone. Realign yourself. I'll help you. I'll help you to learn how to forgive and offer forgiveness at no cost. And what do I mean today by forgiveness? I'm depending on the words of Bishop Tutu, a bishop in our church, our universal church, that's not affected by purple fever. He says, forgiveness does not relieve someone of responsibility for what they have done. A very clear point. Forgiveness does not erase accountability. It is not about turning a blind eye or even turning another cheek. It is about letting someone off the hook. Forgiveness is simply about understanding that every one of us is both inherently good and inherently flawed. And within every hopeless situation and every hopeless person lies the possibility of transformation, of realignment. We need, if we're honest, we need to realign ourselves when it comes to forgiveness. And it's not easy. It is hard. We live in a culture that touts transactional relationships and doesn't want to talk about transformation. And then we forget what forgiveness really is on very basic terms. It's not to destroy or banish the wrongdoer. It's to offer healing and restoration. Faithfulness, forgiveness is to offer understanding, not judgment. Remember that story about throwing the first stone? Forgiveness is examining our own lives before we pass public judgment. Forgiveness is reaching out to someone in private and saying, I'll help you. I'll help with the healing. It says not indulge in self-righteousness. And forgiveness rejects our own hurt and offers to heal others. And the amazing thing, we heal ourselves. We are transformed. And that transformation is free. We live in a world of troubled water. And we're looking for the bridge to help us over the troubled water. I can only suggest and recommend that we learn that with the help of God, through his son Jesus, our go-to mechanic, and Gloria Gaynor, we will survive. Amen.